approval of the Tuesday, September 2nd committee meeting.
So moved.
We have a second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Project status, Mr. Kirk. Start us off with the administration building.
Yes, stats approximately 80% complete with cleaning, resealing. And they've just got a few stone patches left and basically punch list. Roof replacements.
Are you happy with the punch list?
We haven't walked around to do the punch list yet.
What about the walkway, the ramp? Are you going to redo that?
That's a separate project.
Oh.
That'll be probably next spring. So.
But they'll include you in the punch list process, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Roof replacement here, top priority is about 80% complete also. They've just got one stretch of narrow roof down here and then a little gutter area down by the loading dock to do yet. Stat over at the courthouse is about 75% complete. We just have one wall to do a punch list on, and then they have to do the entrances, so they're moving right along.
Does everybody know what a punch list is?
Museum, driveway, and parking lot. Museum received a grant to repave their driveway. We helped them, basically helped them out to get bids for them. And the contractor should be starting later this month. Wood River, emergency equipment building. RW Broker broke ground for the new building this month. They poured mud sills and they're pouring footings today. They're also installing a chain link fence at the north end of our property. And I brought drawings in for you all to take a look at if you wish. There's regular footprint drawings, there's structural drawings, and just the outlay of where the building sits on our property.
Thank you. Anybody who wishes to can go over that after the meeting. We're not going to hold the meeting over unless everybody wants to.
Emergency management. They have a new weather station that we're putting together and installing it on the roof for them. Health department had a couple different antennas to install. We put them up. One was a satellite phone and the other was a ham radio. State's attorney is moving basically their whole filing system down to their Wood River storage. We're transporting their boxes for them and clearing some rooms out for them.
Now, on those antennas and everything, where are you putting them?
On the roof, and it depends where. Above
what
Larry.
Roof?
The stuff for EMA is going above Larry's area up on the second floor on the south end of the building.
Of the hospital?
Of the hospital.
The old hospital?
Right.
Outside on the roof?
Yes.
And you just repaired it, now you're going to drill holes back in it?
We're not drilling holes in it. Most of them were mounting poles on the side of the building and putting them on the poles. And anything on the roof is not roof mounted. We've been getting the bases that you can set blocks and stuff on so that the antennas don't move, so there's no punctures in the roof.
Kurt, are you comfortable with them storing records where they're, all this stuff's going?
Mm-hmm. Currently, it's all third floor, and it's all record storage anyways.
That's what
and
I'm saying. Are you comfortable?
Weight-wise, yes.
Okay.
I guess we have requests for county use of county property. Riverbend Head Start requests use of the plaza steps in front of the administration building on the 25th, which is the Halloween parade for Evansville.
Are the bills going around, Evie?
I think yes.
To distribute material on alcoholism, drug abuse during the trick-or-treating to raise awareness for the drug abuse problem prevention.
Does anybody have any questions about use of county property? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve that.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Approval of purchase orders, invoices, and resolutions. The monthly bills are making their way around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does anybody want to break anything out?
There's three here.
Three, huh?
What's the change order?
Yeah.
Change order is instead of translucent panels on the south end of the building, install efficient windows instead of the translucent panels, just so we meet the energy codes. That's for 5 windows. That's to provide ambient lighting for the building.
Panels wouldn't do that.
The panels would provide the lighting, but there's no insulation value to them. So we have to have something with insulation value.
Do you know what the insulation value of the stuff that's going in is?
On the windows, no. I think the walls were...
But it's double pane, right?
Yeah. Okay. They're insulated windows.
It's double pane with argon gas in between. It'll be a lot better than whatever they had.
So what did Boker just not explain that?
I had translucent panels in the original proposal. And going through all of the new energy codes, it was deemed that I couldn't put those in, so we had to do the windows instead on new building. Since it is even just partially heated, it still falls under, it is heated and or cooled, so it has to have minimum insulation.
What code do you use?
I think that was...
Is it a BOCA?
It's a BOCA. It's on a structural.
It's okay. I just wanted to go straight. Yeah. The only question that I have. Does anybody have any questions about the needs assessment for the jail? The security upgrade for the jail. $241,000 for the courthouse administration annex remodel. Health Department Phase 2, Wood River Storage Building. What percentage complete is the Wood River Storage Building?
They just started. Their bill is only like $13,000. There's a permit fee in there and a tree removal fee in there. That got it up to $19,000.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If nobody has anything they want broken out, I will entertain a motion to approve the change order for the capital project Wood River Storage Building for $30,651. Apply $27,500 to the capital project needs assessment for the jail. Apply $14,245.97 for the sheriff's jail security upgrade. A payment of $241,383.62 for the administration courthouse and annex remodel. Phase 2 of the health department renovations, $3,764.92, $19,091.20 for the Wood River Storage Building, and pay the monthly bills.
So moved.
Second.
Roger?
Raj?
He's thinking. He's deciding.
This jail sheriff and jail security upgrade, mm-hmm. Did we not go through that whole nut roll when they tried to get $18.5 million out of us?
This is replacement cameras for their security system that they currently have.
Okay.
It's upgrading from old analog to digital.
Jimmy? Yes. Any answer or no? For the recording, yeah.
Bruce? Yes.
Nick? Yes. The motion stands as approved unanimously. Any issues for new business?
What do we do to change the date of the next meeting?
That's election day, so that's conflicts. Just let us. Okay.
That would be a conflict.
Yes. Move it back to next Tuesday? Following Tuesday?
You want to do it the 11th? Does that work for everybody?
That's a long way away.
November 11th is a holiday.
Yes, it is.
November 11th is
Veterans Day.
Do it on that day.
Does it necessarily have to be on a Tuesday?
Can we do it Friday, the same week?
Can we do it Monday before the election?
Not a Friday.
Can we do it on a Monday before the election?
For the third time.
you're the member, make a motion.
Well, I want to make sure I'm the kind of guy that if you don't piss me off, I want to make sure everybody gets along.
I would.
But
what if we piss you off?
Then don't. I can't tell you what's going to happen. Anyway, you won't get a love note like Roger gives you. Can everybody make it that Monday before?
The third.
We'll make a motion that we have it the Monday 3rd.
Monday the 3rd
of November.
What time, sir?
At 2:30. Earlier? You want it earlier?
We have a meeting at 2:30, but you can do it at 1:30, or you can do it at 3.
Is 1:30 fine?
2 o'clock or 3 o'clock.
1:30 good with everybody?
The day after the election.
What meeting is...
Okay, well, that's fine. Make a
what meeting
I'll
is
make
that
a motion
day?
To do it the Wednesday after the election.
I'll withdraw my motion.
Monday.
I think it's the second... Do you have like a full calendar? I think that one is the second Monday.
I withdrew my motion.
Let's make it the second Monday at 1:30. Does that work
not for
everybody?
The third after the election?
Yeah.
I can handle that, yeah.
No, that's before that's the fine. Election.
Does that work for everybody?
The 10th? I can't. No. I can't get here. Right.
Third.
I have it then.
Oh, the third?
We can.
We just said we didn't want to do it the third.
How about Wednesday the 5th?
Day after election?
No,
yes.
No, I think...
I'll have a victory headache.
Health.
No, we're still on. I think that's a. I need to see a full count.
Wednesday the 5th.
Well, the health is at 10:30.
I think that's our week that we only have this meeting. The next week is when everything is that happens.
I've been for me
this month. I got an idea. Let me know.
Because the way the third Wednesday fell this month.
Let me know.
Okay. I don't care. Let us know.
I make a motion to have it Wednesday, November the 5th, at 2:30 in the afternoon.
We have a motion on the floor. Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes unanimously.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Dodd. And you were so good at that. Why don't you give us a motion to adjourn? If there's
Jimmy,
no business.
I don't want to leave yet. I enjoy all this
you
company so much. I want to watch my friend here.
Now you're not
working on you some more.
Now you're not going to get it.
I move for adjournment.
I'll second it.
A little third favor to see what I'm saying.